This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. UN peacekeeping troops say they have retaken control of a city in the Central African Republic captured 2 weeks ago by armed groups waging an offensive against the government. Rebels abandoned their positions in Bangassou, which is 750 kilometers east of the capital Bangui, and fled the city following an ultimatum on Friday from the UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSCA, according to the force's spokesman late Saturday. Armed groups waging a nationwide offensive captured the city on January 3rd, forcing many residents to flee to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman for MINUSCA's military component said the UN force intervened to stop attempts at looting overnight, Friday and Saturday. Landlocked CAR is one of the world's poorest nations and has seen a string of coups and wars since it gained independence from France in 1960. Indonesia's emergency agency said Sunday that the death toll from Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake now stands at 73. The agency said more than 820 people were injured and over 27,800 left their homes after the earthquake. Some sought refuge in the mountains, while others went to cramped evacuation centers. A spokesman for the agency added that police and military officers have been deployed to crack down on looting in several parts of the affected region. An emergency response status intended to help rescue efforts has also been put in place for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the head of Indonesia's meteorological agency has said that another quake in the region could potentially trigger a tsunami. Straddling the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes. This is VOA News. Germany's ruling Christian Democrats have chosen Armin Laschet, minister president of Germany's most populous state, as their new leader. His policies are moderate, similar to those of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who will step down in September after 16 years in office. India's COVID-19 vaccination drive had a successful start, with more than 190,000 people receiving their first shots and no one hospitalized for major side effects, the health ministry is saying. Authorities have given emergency use approval for two vaccines. Oxford AstraZeneca is one, and the Indian-developed Covaxin is another. That's yet to complete its phase three trials, that one. India hopes to immunize some 300 million people in the country of 1.3 billion by July. Frontline workers such as hospital staff, people over 50, and those deemed to be at high risk due to pre-existing medical conditions are on the shortlist to receive the vaccines. Officials had hoped to inoculate 300,000 people on Saturday, but said glitches with an app used to coordinate and monitor the process meant not all potential recipients were alerted. U.S. law enforcement officials are geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this weekend, erecting barriers and deploying thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building that rattled the nation on January 6th. The FBI warned police agencies of possible armed protests outside all 50 state capitol buildings starting Saturday through inauguration on January 20th. They fear unrest might be fueled by supporters of President Donald Trump, who believe his claims of electoral fraud. Michigan, Virginia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Washington were among states that activated their National Guards to strengthen security. In downtown Washington, officers arrested a Virginia man who tried to pass through a Capitol Police checkpoint Friday, carrying fake inaugural credentials, a loaded handgun, and more than 500 rounds of ammunition. That's according to CNN and the New York Times. A memo released Saturday by U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says in his first hours as president, after Wednesday's inauguration ceremony, he plans to take executive action to roll back some of the most controversial decisions of President Donald Trump and to address the raging coronavirus pandemic. He is expected to begin a 10-day blitz of executive actions, which can be taken without waiting for congressional approval. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.